¿Habla usted Spanglish? Larry Torres.
Grampo tiene un run-in with Sister Mary Golgotha. Era el día just before St. Patrick's Day, y Canutito was sitting at the table, cortando una shamrock to wear tomorrow. His lengüita sticking out of the side of his boca made Grampo Caralampio realize that el muchachito was concentrating. ¿Qué estás haciendo, mijo? He asked the little boy, plopping down beside him. No me digas que it's time for Christmas again y que tú estás cutting out un green tree. No, Grampo, snickered Canutito, looking up briefly. I'm trying to cortar una shamrock to wear tomorrow. Es el día de St. Patrick, and I don't want any of my classmates to pinch me. Oh, I remember how that was, reminisced Grampo Caralampio. Una vez, when I was en la Escuela de las Hermanas, I forgot to wear green, and all the kids pinched me until I was al boreteao and empinchao. I tried to make them stop by telling them que I had something green. Cuando me preguntaron que what it was, I pulled out a big old moco from my nariz. Ooh, the girls got all bent out of shape when they saw my tapón, and they went to report me to the teacher that I had a booger en la mano.
¿Quién era la teacher? Asked Canutito, laying his handiwork aside. Was it una hermana also?
Oh, pues sure, mijo, replied Grampo. And she was a mean one. We used to call her Sister Mary Bulldog of the Order of the Vicious Blood.
Porque era muy mala.
She didn't like for me to play no jokes on las muchachas. I tried to remind her that she wasn't wearing green either, and I came up to her ready to pellizcarla también. Pero entonces that sneaky nun pulled out a green rosario from her secret pocket and held it up to me, just like I was some kind of a demonio or a cosa mala or un vampire. She made me encarme en un leño.
Why did she make you kneel on a log, Grampo? Asked Canutito, puzzled.
Oh, ese era el standard punishment for breaking the rules, he replied. I tried to pretend que no me importaba, and in order to show the rest of the class that I was somehow above the rules, I started rocking back and forth on the log. Pues that made a la Sister Mary Bulldog furiosa. She ordered me out of el cuarto and over to the principal's office.
¿Y quién era la principal, Grampo? Asked Canutito.
Surely she couldn't have been worse que la Sister Mary Bulldog. Oh, one would think que no, mijo, Grampo Caralampio replied. Pero I had heard que la nueva principala was very estricta. Es que she was a real killer from the convent in Chicago. In fact, le llamaban Sister Mary Golgotha.
¿Y por qué was she called Sister Mary Golgotha, Grampo? Asked the little boy.
Oh, pues porque, began Grampo Caralampio, clearing his throat. If she got a hold of you, you were as good as dead. In any case, I prayed un sudario for the repose of my old alma, all the way to the principal's office. I knocked on her door, todo escurridito, and then I walked in just in time to see her wiping something white from her chin. Oh, I figured que she had either been eating a Twinkie or she was foaming at the mouth.
What did she do, Grampo? Asked Canutito in a state of suspense.
Pues, before I could say anything, she me traqueó con la ruda right en la oreja,
he replied, rubbing his scalp, as if the mere memory of that office visit still hurt.
Did she really use the ruler to hit you, Grampo? Asked Canutito, somewhat shocked.
Oh, sí, señor, said his Grampo. Y eso no era todo. She also made me sacudir all of the chalk dust de los erasers and pray a thousand Hail Marys while I scraped all the old chewing gum from of underneath los pews de la iglesia. By the time that I had finished, I had a big old plastota de chiquite of all different colors and flavors in my hand.
Well, Grampo, smiled the little boy, I think you really learned a lesson on that St. Patrick's Day.
Oh, you think? Said Grampo Caralampio slyly to him. That afternoon, before I returned to class, I sneaked over to el convento. And I put a whole plastota de chiquite under Sister Mary Golgotha's pillow. But the next day, she woke up con el cabello todo pegado. But in order to save face,
She sent out a report that she had gotten up under the weather and wouldn't be coming to school. Only I knew la verdad, he smiled.
And so until next time, this is Larry Torres saying, bueno, bye, for Habla Usted Spanglish.